What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, Carson Anderson here on a Friday. Hope you're doing great. Scott, are you doing great today?
I would say maybe not great, but not too far below that.
Okay.
It's shaping up to be nicer.
Well, let me start the show over. Welcome to Carson Anderson, and I hope you're doing not too far below great today.
Thank you.
Like Gator. Anything exciting last night in the Gator household? No Tigers to watch. We did have some sports games played on television.
Yeah, there were sports games played on television, and then I got down a wormhole again with my phone.
Uh-oh.
Here
we go. Movie or TV related? Music related?
No, it's none of that related. Just you start going to reels.
Minor league baseball?
It's called doom scrolling. Did you do that?
Yeah. It may have been some doom scrolling.
Yeah.
And yes, I was keeping track with minor league baseball, as you know, because I sent you a text last night with an update that Josue Briseño hit three home runs last night for West Michigan, along with a double. There you go. The guy's on a ridiculous tear, how he's playing this season. It's awesome.
Yep.
And he's, I think, 20 years old, so that's pretty cool. But no, I got on this. I get the reels that come up on either my Facebook or my Instagram or whatever I'm going through. And next thing I know, it's like an hour and a half later. I'm like, what have I just done? I've wasted all this time watching the dumbest videos.
You know what that makes you?
Dumb?
That makes you a teenager.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I swear, I bet kids.
Why? You don't do this?
No, I don't.
You don't get caught up with reels or TikTok?
I don't.
Kang, do you?
Not reels or TikTok, but all the other social media stuff. This is not a kid thing. Oh, this is an adult thing.
Yeah,
this is my wife and all her friends have this problem. They all do it. It's like a way for them to unwind or relax or whatever it is to get away from.
They need to develop something healthy, like have a beer. That's how I unwind. I have a beer. Last night it was a Coors.
Yeah, no Modelo. I see.
No,
still no.
No, of course not. That's Doug.
So I had one when we were up north last weekend. It was good, but it, to me, like the fact that it's the highest selling beer in America blows my mind.
But you were supposed to continue.
Yeah, because you had the Negro Modelo. You didn't have the.
Yeah, I have now. I've had the other one, Especial. Excuse me, the Especial.
Yeah,
isn't that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean it's good. You know.
Do you think it's the thumb?
It's probably better than the thumb, but. It isn't life changing. Well, the thumb is, you know.
Doug hates Port Huron.
No, I don't. It's okay. Thumb's okay.
And Port Huron is more like the knuckle.
Yeah,
the thumb.
It's really Doug hates Port Austin.
There you go. That, better yet. That is the thumb.
I don't know if there's anything worth hating in the thumb.
No, right?
No, it's not.
It's right in the middle.
It's also not worth loving.
Oh, but there's nothing. Here's the thing about the thumb is I would never say it's overrated. I would never say it's overhyped.
Never say it's underrated or underhyped.
Would we ever say it's overcrowded? Because you can go up north and you can think there's too many crowds. Is the thumb ever overcrowded?
I don't know. Maybe for that cheeseburger festival they do or whatever. Maybe it gets overcrowded for that. I don't know. I've only been to the thumb a few times.
Yeah, I can't name any other thing that goes on the thumb other than the cheeseburger festival.
All right. Yep. No, but I got trapped watching these videos that come up. There's an algorithm, clearly, that follows what you're doing, and there are certain videos that come up, whether they're professional wrestling videos or dog videos, maybe some fart videos. Yeah, I'm a child. Whatever. I don't care. But the other one that comes up are all these interactions with people that get pulled over by the police.
Oh, God.
And they go one of two ways. And I'm always rooting for the police in this situation because the people that put these videos out there, they're trolling the cops. In some cases, I'll side with them. And I think that they're being the law enforcement is being ridiculous. But in most of the cases, I'm like, you're just trolling them, period. Mm-hmm. Like you have no business other than what you're trying to do is troll them to get them to violate your rights so that you can set up a lawsuit. And I don't know why I watch this stuff. And some of the videos are like 15 minutes long. And I'm just watching TV at the same time. And next thing I know, I've paid no attention to what's on TV. And I paid all my attention to this stupid video. And a lot of them don't even have the clips that you want to see, like the next step in it or the next part. It's just, I'm embarrassed, people. I'm not proud of myself at all for getting trapped into this whole stupid thing. And then once I snap out of it, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that sounds like some sort of mental self-immolation. Yeah,
it's like now it's like 12:30 and I'm like, I gotta go to sleep. It's time to go to bed, or let me at least watch something that's gonna make me happy. Like dogs and cats getting along. You know, right. Those videos, I love those videos.
Right. Yeah, that's not good. But
no. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like I've let myself down, but I let everybody else.
Yeah,
down.
I think you have. And let's start a streak. Okay, starting today. How many days in a row can you go without watching those videos?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's just like everything else. You know, if I record this and I poke a little bit, maybe I can get this video to go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. There's way too much value placed on that in society today. Can I get this video or this post to go viral? It's become some sort of weird modern day currency.
Oh, it's weird.
Yep. All right. So Tigers in action tonight, back at Kansas City. Do you want my completely useless, and I'm not even sure it's factual. I started doing the research and I'm like, this is only moderately interesting. Why am I doing this? Why have I spent 15 minutes on this already?
I think we need this. Yes.
So I saw a story about the governor of Missouri trying to put together funding to build new stadiums in Kansas City. I think Kansas City is the only pro sports town in America that has more than one team that in my lifetime hasn't built a new stadium. And I'm not even sure it's true. Or the team hasn't moved into a new state. Like,
we've got two teams.
I know, more than one team. But if you think about other towns that have two teams, they've like all built new stadiums. The only, like, Green Bay hasn't built a new stadium. They got one team.
Well, do you include Milwaukee with it?
I mean,
they're not the same city, but the Packers played Milwaukee.
I didn't include Milwaukee. So if you include Milwaukee, I guess you can eliminate them. I mean, because the only one that might be close is New Orleans, because they played in the Superdome.
Yeah,
and they built it.
But in your lifetime?
When did the Superdome open?
I think mid-70s.
Yeah, they were playing Tulane, and then they built a new stadium.
When Tom Dempsey kicked the 63-yard field goal into the Lions, it was at Tulane Stadium.
There you go.
And that was like 1970, so.
And then I'm like, nobody's going to care about this. So I brought it to the one person that might find it interesting at the station.
Greg.
Greg from the morning show.
100%.
And Greg found it interesting. And I'm like, do you think the rest of the people will? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to stop. I just need to stop. And maybe the funny thing is, I don't even know if it's true.
The best part of that is Greg's response. Do you think people find this interesting? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so Greg, by the way, to have that response.
And it's so me to waste 15 minutes starting to do the research on this. And
yeah.
Whatever. I digress. I move on. Tigers in Kansas City playing in one of those stadiums tonight.
Wow.
Yep.
Who knew?
And who cares?
Now I know, though.
And do you care?
No.
Hey, Kang, you could have said, don't do that on the air. Your job as a producer, aren't you kind of like a gatekeeper?
Well, sometimes the gatekeeper is looking the other way.
Let's let Doug go embarrass himself.
Does Tampa qualify?
They built a new stadium.
Was it a brand new stadium? They just, okay, so it was. Yeah, you used to play the old Sombrero. That's right. Yeah.
Maybe there's some I haven't thought of.
And they're playing in a minor league park
now. Yeah, I feel like the Atlanta Falcons, the Texas Rangers, these people have three stadiums. You know?
Yeah.
But whatever. Michigan Ottawa, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. And because of that, they have the largest auto accident, largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. More lawyers in Michigan refer auto accident cases to Michigan Auto Law than any other law firm. They're the most awarded auto accident law firm in Michigan. Their customer service off the charts. They'll call you back. They'll communicate with you. They are the best in customer service and satisfaction. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a slightly less than great, but maybe great Friday to describe how Gator's feeling today. A little bit short of great. All right, so.
Well, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good.
So not great?
I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I'm bouncing back. I'm bouncing back today from a whole bunch of stuff. You know, you got stuff going on in real life. Yeah. I got to bounce back, and I'm having a bounce back Friday. Nobody cares about my problems, but 3-game series with Kansas City starting tonight. Yeah. then 4 with the White Sox before coming home. Scott, you called for it 5-2 on this road trip, which would officially make them 20 games. It's hard to spit it out. 20 games over 500. Morning Show had this great poll. And how would you answer that question? Which team has a better chance to win it all this season, the Tigers or the Lions? Voting is done, but who would you take on that and why?
I would take my 51 because I said to the guys, this is a great question.
It really is.
And I think one is light years better than the other. The other one's fine. But this is a great question. Better than just good. And I think it's the Lions. The Lions have my 51. And the reasoning is less games. Less of a grind of a season. Even, of course, time-wise, it's similar. But game-wise, it's different. You know, with the Tigers, it's 162 games in a regular season. Then you get into the postseason, and depending on your seeding, you might have to play more games and all this. More chances for injury. It's kind of an unknown for this team when you get to, we saw them play in the playoffs last year, but things change, right? You know, we saw Skubal have a not Skubal start in the playoffs. We saw the team struggle with a Cleveland team after they got up 2-1. You're commanding, right? Nope, don't get it done. It was disappointing. I like this team now. I think they're a better team this year than they were going to the playoffs last year. However, with the Lions, we kind of felt cheated last year as fans because there were so many injuries, so many key injuries. And if that's a healthy football team or as reasonably healthy as you can expect them to be in the playoffs, that team's probably playing for a Super Bowl last year. I think they were absolutely on par with the Eagles. I think they would have beaten Washington, and we should have been afforded that opportunity, but obviously not because of the massive amounts of injuries to key personnel. So that's why I lean toward the Lions.
I lean towards the Lions as well, and it's because we have more evidence that they're a championship caliber team playing at elite level for 2.5 seasons. The Tigers have done it for almost a calendar year. It's been awesome, and I believe in them, but we got a little bit more evidence on the Lions. And no matter what, when it's all said and done, the Lions aren't a level playing field with their opponent. And what I mean by that is it just feels like the Dodgers could go out and add another $50 million in salary and not even blink an eye. And, I mean, I guess the Tigers could do it too, but it doesn't feel like – feels like the Tigers are probably starting to war chest a little bit to keep their own guys, which is a familiar refrain. And they I think, authentically want to keep Tarik Skubal, and they authentically want to – they don't have money up for a while. What is it, 2 years? But I don't think they're as likely to take on a cumbersome contract as some of those New York and L.A. teams are. And I mean, there's no cap. There's no cap, and I think the reality of the big market teams have more resources and more chance to take on money. The salary cap threshold, the tax threshold, is really interesting because, you know, the Dodgers are paying over $500 million for a $400 million roster, that kind of deal. But bottom line is I think it just goes back to level playing field. We know that the Lions can spend with anybody. And we've got a little bit more track record. But I got to go see it. Did the Tigers win the poll? Did they say who won the poll? I didn't see. Because the last time it was like 52-48, the last time I looked, in favor of one or the other, and I can't remember which.
That is a tight poll.
That is a tight poll. Well, we like to, when we do these, we're like, all right, how do we get 50-50? Like, that's a good debate.
Well, I mean, they only went with two opportunities here, right? Two options. You know, we like to do four.
Yeah, but there aren't four
whatever.
Legitimate.
I understand. I'm just saying, you know, they went with the easy button on this one.
Yes, the morning show, always taking the easy route. No, Tigers 51.6% to the Lions 48.4%.
That's tight.
Yes, it is. Kang, which of these teams do you think has a better chance to win it all, Lions or Tigers?
I got the Lions. There's just a little more predictability with football than there is baseball. To me, baseball is one of these. It's the ultimate team sport as far as like timely hitting. You can have a bunch of good players, but it's all about when you get those hits, right?
Yeah.
And then the pitching and everything that comes with it. I mean, obviously, we've seen it happen to us before where a lesser talented team has beat our stacked team. And I think baseball, that happens far more often than does in football. Generally, in football, at the end of the year, everyone goes, you know what, that was the best team, you know, more than it does baseball. So I'm going Lions because I just think they can control more of those things than the Tigers can.
248-539-9797 if you care to debate that. The other question they asked, and I love this because they involved all four of our teams, which team has a more important offseason this summer, the Pistons or the Red Wings? This one wasn't quite as close. And I guess it depends on how you define importance. Is importance based upon that getting over the top move that the Pistons might be eyeing? Or is importance based on you got to make a big move to make yourself competitive? And it's not which individual, because if it's which individual, it's clearly Steve Yzerman has to have a bigger offseason than...
Yeah, but he's the guy who controls the team. So for me, it was an easy answer. It was absolutely the Red Wings. It's more important. This offseason is way more important. Steve Yzerman says in public that he doesn't worry about being on hots. He doesn't feel the pressure and all that. He's going to stick to his plan, do what he wants to do, and I expect him to say that in public. But the way that we're gathering information from listeners and the way just that I feel as a fan and that other people I talk to as fans,
yeah,
it's vitally important that they do something this offseason. Get something that's going to make this team not just better, but appreciably better. You know, I think Red Wing fans have been very patient throughout this whole thing to a point. I mean, certainly last couple of years starting to complain more and more. But because we keep getting another year added on to the haven't made the playoffs when we got used to it for 25 years. So this offseason, everybody knows the Red Wings have cap space. Everybody knows there's this superstar potential free agent out there that is gettable. And it would take a lot, but the Red Wings have the money to pay for it if they're willing to do it. There are other options that they have that they could take if they don't go the Mitch Marner route. If they went the Sam Bennett route and then you can get somebody else as well, because Bennett's not going to cost as much as Marner. But Sam Bennett's killing it. He's in the Stanley Cup Finals again, trying to compete for another cup. And he's that type of performer that we all covet. The guy that goes into the corners. He's abrasive to play against. Even the G word, Doug. That's who he is. And that would be a welcomed addition to this team. They've got options in this offseason to make themselves appreciably better. In addition to having guys compete for roster spots in training camp that haven't seen a Red Wing, the Red Wing ice just yet, they've got lots of options. The Pistons, I don't know. The Pistons could do nothing, and I'd be fine because I like the growth of this team. I think when I say nothing, I guess what I'd like them to do is perhaps re-sign Malik Beasley and maybe another player, one of their free agents, or if it's not a free agent, one of their own free agents, maybe it's somebody else. But it's not making the Giannis Antetokounmpo trade, right? It's not looking in to seeing if one of these other superstar players are out there, a Kevin Durant type move. That's not what I'm looking for from the Pistons. They could just go ahead and resign their own guys, run it back, and you've got the extra kick of a healthy Jaden Ivey now that I think gives them a lift of being a better team than what they were this past season.
Well, it's interesting. The morning show again had the poll, and the numbers were overwhelmingly in favor of the Detroit Red Wings, 73.7% to 26.3%, which team has the most important offseason, the summer, Pistons or Red Wings? You continue to debate that if you so choose. Gator, I saw something some Detroiters got to do, and I thought Gator would love this. It's right up your alley. We will get to that today at 10:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Feedback here. I'll go with the Tigers for two reasons. If you lose a playoff game, you're not eliminated, and we have Scooble for a couple of games per series. That's from Scott. Another one here. I think the Tigers, and I'm not sure it's close. I got to tell you, the voting's incredibly close, but whoever wrote this, the MLB is wide open. They're better coached. They're led by a better superstar. I fully expect the World Series berth by the Tigers. I'm not sure the Lions make the playoffs. Okay. The Lions have a bunch of stars to choose from. It's not just led by a superstar. Lions have a bunch of established stars. The Tigers have a bunch of guys that are doing their roles incredibly well. They're better coached. I think they're both incredibly well coached, and I think it's splitting hairs to say who's doing a better job, Hinch or Campbell. But
let me ask you this.
This person doesn't think it's close.
Okay.
Yep.
And I would ask this question of the person, but I'll ask it of you. What has to happen for the Lions not to make the playoffs?
I would say two things that first come to mind. One is another year of historic injuries. Two is massive golf regression.
Okay. I would say that hard to expect a regression from Goff, mm-hmm. a massive regression. I can't expect that. You can talk about injuries, but I think that what this team has proven is that the only injury to this team that would say to me that they're not going to make the playoffs is Jared Goff, because we don't know how the backup will perform. But I do know, and Lions fans should know, how the team would react if other players got hurt, because we went through it last year and they still won 15 freaking games. So if you're going to say they're not going to make the playoffs, there's only one reason, and that's that your starting quarterback gets hurt. Mm-hmm. That's it. And even then, we'll see what happens. We'll see how if they've developed Hendon Hooker enough where he can hand the keys over to him and he can do a fine job, or if it's, you know, one of the other quarterbacks they've got in camp that they can get it done, whatever the case is. I'm not going to rule them out, because if Goff gets hurt, other guys can pick up the slack.
All right. It's clearly the Tigers. Everybody thinks it's the Lions with a new offensive coordinator and new defensive coordinator is going to win the Super Bowl is delusional. That's insane. It won't happen. The line is more likely to take a step back this year.
Okay. So the Philadelphia Eagles.
They had new, but was it second year offensive coordinator with them, or defensive coordinator, first year offensive coordinator? No. He got promoted to the offensive coordinator spot. I can't remember how they did it.
I thought Kansas City with what happened 2 years ago that they moved on.
Yeah, I think their offensive coordinator's new, but I'd have to go back and look. This Tiger team is special. 20 games over 500 is dominance. The Lions have arrived, but they don't have banners like the Tigers do. They don't have to beat a Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. At best, Aaron Judge hurts you 5 times in a series. The road is much better for the Tigers. That's from Aaron. The Pistons need to make a move to improve, but it doesn't need to be a massive one. If the Red Wings don't make a massive move, then Steve loses his job. It's obviously the Wings. It's not even a question. The Lions took a step back last year. They don't even play for a divisional championship. They have two new offensive coordinators this year. No, they have two new coordinators. He said two new OCs this year. They're heading in the wrong direction. Wow. Interesting. A lot of eroding faith in the Lions based upon this feedback. The two questions for the morning show was, which team has a better chance to win a title this year, Tigers or Lions? Which team has a more important offseason, Red Wings or Pistons? 248-539-9797, Josh and Clawson. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas. How you doing this Friday?
Okay.
Good. So I'm going to talk about the Red Wings real quick. Mind you, I'm not like an expert. I'm just a Detroit sports fan. But one of the big things I think they need to have a big offseason, it seems like, you know, you have AJ with the Tigers, you have Dan Campbell with the Lions, and then you have Bickerstaff with the Pistons, and it seems like the guys bought into them, and they flipped that switch where it's like, yes, they're professionals, they're always on the ball, but the culture changed, the locker room, it seems like that shifted and that caused this momentum that we're seeing. I don't see that from the Tigers. I think, or from the Red Wings. I think they need to sign, you know, a big name, but there also needs to be that culture shift in the locker room. I don't see that now. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think that is important when you're trying to, you know, go for a Stanley Cup or, you know, make the playoffs.
I think everything you brought up is extremely important. I don't know how you can know exactly what the true culture is without there it being reported on a lot or there being, or you're in that room. The one thing, the weird stuff with Dylan Larkin and Steve Yzerman, sort of these public statements might imply that things aren't exactly as harmonious as they need to be. So I can see why you might draw that conclusion. Is there anything else that would make you draw that conclusion?
It's just the gameplay. I think, look at the Tigers. Even last year, I mean, they weren't the MLB's best, you know, roster by a long shot. But it's like when you buy in and when you're in sync with one another, you can make things happen. And I just think that's like the writing on the wall, you know. So, well, I appreciate your time, fellas.
No, it's interesting call because I think you're right about the Tigers. They don't have the best roster by a long shot.
No,
but in terms of star power. But they have one of the best rosters in terms of what they're getting out of it. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that they do. And I also think with the Tigers, it's about, here's a similarity to the Lions. It's not about the top-end talent they have. It's about the bottom-end talent that they have. I think the bottom guys in the Tiger roster are still decent players. The bottom guys in the roster for the Lions are actually probably better than decent players. They've really hammered home how good that roster is. Yeah. But the Tigers are kind of their bottom level is good.
Yep.
You know, it's, and their top level is nowhere near as high as other teams, but it's still pretty good. So you've got a mix of good players in there. Also, Philadelphia had brand new coordinators last year. Vic Fangio led the defense in 2024, and Kellen Moore led the offense in 2024. Kellen Moore has moved on. So now they got a new coordinator this year, but both of those coordinators were new last year.
Is that right? So yeah. It is factual.
So they did the same thing that the Lions are trying to do.
Now, Fangio has a long track record, but I think John Morton kind of sneakily does too, especially because he was with this team and these coaches a couple years back. But fair. All right, Gator, I saw something I said I think you would love. Some Detroiters got a chance to ride around the Grand Prix track.
Oh, cool.
I think you would. I think this sounds to me like it's right up your alley, but you're driving. I think you, I don't know what kind of car you'd like to drive. I suspect it's not an actual Indy car.
I have no desire to drive an Indy car.
The things about these cars is that they're the modified ones where there's a passenger in it and you drive around with an expert, but I still think you'd enjoy the hell out of that.
Yes.
But knowing you, I think one of your great thrills in life would be able to get behind the wheel and drive the track.
I would love to. Look, I'm not a crazy driver. I wouldn't be going as fast as you could. I'm not into that. I like speed, but I like off the block speed, your 0 to 60 stuff. I like that. And then once I get, if you've driven, on the rare occasions that I would get up to triple digits, I don't feel comfortable getting past that.
No.
Really don't. Because there's just too many variables. But if you're on a track, it's different. You know, mm-hmm. It's a more controlled environment. I'd like to push the envelope a little bit and see what I could do with that. And yeah, I'd like to take a Corvette out there.
Yeah, is that what you take a Corvette? Yeah. So the one thing about this track that actually is kind of crazy, the long straightaway along Jefferson is longer than the straightaways in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah. I looked it up today. 0.7 miles down Jefferson. It's 0.6 miles at Indy.
Did not know that.
I didn't realize it either. But that's kind of crazy. Meaning you can get some serious speed up along that stretch. Now, there's a huge difference. In Indy, you go into a moderately banked turn at the end of the straightaway at Jefferson, you slam on the brakes and got to go hairpin. Like, and it's not a big wide track. It is, you know, you can't hold your speed going into the corner.
No. So that's interesting. So it's 0.7 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got, there's limited time, man. There's limited time before that runs out. I was curious to see how that rated against Vegas. The Vegas straightaway?
Yeah.
For the Grand Prix?
Yeah.
Is 1.18 miles.
Wow.
which I was stunned to do that research on that. But yeah, look, hairpin turns are kind of fun. If you got a car that you know you're not going to roll going into a turn, and just you obviously got to slow down going into the turns, but it would be a blast to go through.
I just feel like this is right up your alley.
Yeah,
right up.
I'd love it. I would not have anywhere near the fastest time, but I would enjoy doing it. I think everybody would enjoy going through. I mean, heck, even taking my SUV out there, I think more
than others. Like if they said, "Hey, somebody from your show, Kenny Kang, Doug and Gator, we're getting one of you a chance to drive that track," I'd be like, "Well, it should be Gator."
Well, let's be honest, Kenny and I wouldn't even get offered.
Yeah, but on, man. We're all inclusive here.
Yeah, you guys are.
All right, if Gator and I got offered, I would give it to Gator. Because this would be...
I thought you were going to say me and be nicer.
No.
Thank you.
No. Well, I mean, for you, it would be something
you're not
different.
Inclusive.
For you, it would be something completely different. But for him, this is right up his alley. I mean, if you were choosing which one of us should ride that drive that track, who would you choose?
Kenny.
No, which one of us? The two of us. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, Kenny.
Yeah. You'd choose Gator, right?
Well, I guess it's between the two of you guys.
This wasn't supposed to be an insult to
you.
You
really hurt his feelings. Because it felt like you included him at first, and then you took him out.
Yeah, exactly. But then I took him out because he took himself out. He said, "Well, no, it wouldn't be us."
Well, then you put me back in, then took me out.
That's true.
I'll pick Gator. Gator, have fun, man.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, I'll tell you
how it is.
If anybody got a
ride shotgun?
I hope it's a Fiero.
On the track, though.
If anybody got a chance to do this, that's one thing. I also, you know, when we get to hunting season, we talk with the hunters and we learn a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to learn a little bit from Race Guy about the Detroit Grand Prix this weekend. We got some questions for Race Guy. We'll get to that coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's First Inning Friday on FanDuel, where every week FanDuel is hooking up all customers with a special offer you can use only on early game MLB action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test. For the very first swing with no runs and yes runs in first inning bets. Will anyone score in the game's first frame? Check out each team's season stats right on the FanDuel app and make the call. Every First Inning Friday, you can expect a special reward like a profit boost, a no sweat bet, or more. So make sure you come back every week to take another swing. What I would do is look for a struggling pitcher, right? Just somebody who's having problems going deep into games. And then, or a dominant pitcher and say no runs, right? I just visit FanDuel.com/Doug, America's number one sportsbook, and make every moment mean more. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we got open lines. We got that morning show questions that we carried over that were really interesting. Although the feedback we've gotten there, people, I can't believe how down some people are on the Lions. The question was, who's more likely to win it all this year, the Tigers or the Lions? And question two was, who needs a big offseason more, the Red Wings or the Pistons? We got this, some people got on the track. It was a lottery, actually. I saw this on Fox 2's website. It was a raffle, I guess. And some regulars, some normal people, some normies.
Normies,
won the,
huh?
Yeah, they won the raffle, and they got to ride around the track. And I just think this is right up your alley. 248-539-9797.
I have been on a track before.
Where?
Out north of Grand Rapids, there's a track. A friend of mine invited me to come out there.
That's right. I remember you telling the story
a couple summers ago when I went out there and, three summers ago. And he had his great sports car and he's like, you want to ride with me? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And, I was like terrified because of the speed, even just going to the corners and stuff. Like he had been on the track. He'd probably done over the years because he's gone to that track for years. He's probably done 1,000 laps. Right.
Yep.
And I'm doing the first lap with him and I'm in the passenger seat and he's taking these turns very quickly and the G-forces are there. I mean, you could feel it and wearing a helmet and the top of my head is kind of still hitting the roof of the car and all this. And then we got to 130 miles an hour on the straightaway.
Yeah.
And the end of that straightaway is coming up quickly. And I'm like, all right.
We're going
all right.
A little too deep into this turn.
Because right. I've never done it. I don't know what it's like. And I was terrified. And then after we got done, I'm like, okay, that's good. And he goes, you want to take it out? I'm like, no, I'm good. And I should have. I should have taken a lap in the car by myself.
You could have just.
Or at least driving it while he was
back. You would have had a real casual vibe.
Yes. I would not have been, pushing 130 miles an hour in a straightaway. But I would have been certainly pushing 100 miles an hour I would have. Backed off a heck of a lot earlier than he did, but it was a cool experience. And the cool thing about that track was people would, they're bringing their own cars. So the array of cars that you saw on that track was pretty cool. There were McLarens and Porsches and there were Corvettes and there were Mustangs, newer Mustangs, older Mustangs, wow. and Chevelles and all types of classic cars that had awesome souped up motors in it. And, people made a day of this. The trailer comes out, they unload the car and the special fuel and all this stuff. It was really a cool experience to go through.
Let's get to your phone calls. We're going to Kip. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Kip?
How you guys doing?
We're great, Kip.
Good. I applied for that Detroit Auto Show thing like a couple months ago. And we're on vacation. I'm like, I didn't hear back from them. Then I got a letter that said, congratulations. So, yeah, I didn't know what it entailed, but yeah, I get to do a lap on the track, and then we display our cars for, I think, a couple hours after, but oh, I'm ready to pee my pants. This is going to be crazy. It's going to be great.
Okay, so wait a sec. You will take your own car?
Yeah, so I have a Nissan GT-R.
Nice.
That I have, but like I'm not the typical supercar owner. I have a job and stuff. It's just a passion.
Right. And you're going to get to drive. Is it one lap?
It's one lap. Yeah, you get there. I got to be there at 4:30. We do a lap, I guess, and then they park you for a couple hours and walk around, do the show and all that stuff. But I didn't know it was limited amount of cars and stuff like that. So the more news I get, I'm excited. So I'm going to pick it up from the detail shop and head on down.
Oh, cool. Well, good luck. Have fun. Maybe report back and let us know how it went.
Yeah, well, it'll be a black GTR with a whole bunch of carbon all over it.
There you go.
Good luck, Kip. 248-539-9797.
He doesn't have a supercar, but he's got a car that's got over 500 horsepower. Enjoy it, my man.
Joe is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Hypothetically speaking, if the trade compensation was good either way and you were okay with it, would you rather the Tigers trade for two upgrades at relief pitcher or the Lions trade for that defensive end edge opposite of Hutch, like as a Darius Smith or better? What would you rather have?
That's interesting.
What a great question.
It is a great question. And I think it's easier to answer, tomorrow or over the weekend, because the Tigers are supposed to make this move where they're bringing Dylan Smith up from the minors to come and help out the bullpen. He throws like high 90s and has been 32 strikeouts and 21 innings this year in the minors. That's going to help, I think, if he's good. So like, I almost want to wait. I want to wait and see, but you're asking now. I'd still take probably the edge rusher.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Where did this come from? Like a debate you have with your boys or something?
A diabolical mind.
It came up, I think, last week when the relief pitching wasn't looking that great. And, you know, I was just thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for about a week. And then you guys had this question. I texted some of my friends and family members, like, hey, what do you guys think? Because they're all Tigers fans, too. And it was split. And then I hear this, you know, you're talking, going back and forth between teams. I thought it'd be a good chance to.
No, it's funny. It's a great question. I'd probably go with the edge rusher, but I could make a case for two really solid bullpen arms, and I can talk myself out of the edge rusher pretty quick. You're right, though. You know what baseball has? You have minor leagues and you have prospects, and you can probably cost wise. Assume more cost and pay less for two relief arms than the assumption of cost in football, because there's a cap, makes it a little bit more difficult to fit the pieces together. I mean, if they can find somebody better than Zadarius Smith on a one-year contract, my God, that's a win.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that is possible. But
it might come in the form of Zadarius Smith.
It might come in the form of Zadarius Smith, who would be not better than Zadarius Smith. He would be Zadarius Smith, and he would be cost less because they're not going to sign him back for more, I suspect. But Mike in Lake Orion, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug and Scott.
What's up?
Hey, I got a good one for you with the driving the Grand Prix track downtown.
Yeah.
Like 1985, take yourself back. Is the original Formula One, you know, contract and races back then.
Okay.
So the world was a lot less lenient and, you know, particular, right? So late night, like Wednesday of the races, we drove down there in an old hopped up Monza, and one of the guardrails is open, and we just did like a three-quarter of a lap, unwatched, and that was a blast.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Yep.
Back in 1985, you're saying you just drove downtown and said, let me go all Alain Prost and drove onto the track and did three quarters of a lap and nobody stopped you.
Exactly.
Wow.
How did you know where to go? Where to stop?
Well,
racing?
I mean, we didn't. We were just driving around with our deviant guys, like maybe you might have been. And we were like, hey, let's go down there. And sure enough, the cement barrier was open because it was like, you know, even before practice day, a night or two when they were still kind of setting up the barriers and like, hey, let's hop on. So my friend drove, who had experience at like Waterford Hills as a road racer. So, and it wasn't all out. So maybe what Gator's thinking, hey, kind of go, you know, fast, but not too fast. And so that was a blast. The idea to get away with that. Today, of course, you could never do that.
I was just going to say, you know, things you could do back then that you can't do today. There's no way with cameras and sensors and all that. That's a lot of things that may have been fun back in the day that you can't get away with today. You can't play Ding Dong Ditch today.
No. No, you can get shot.
Right.
There's too many stories like that.
It's awful.
Yes, but yeah, just driving onto the track. I mean, I guess it's something we used to play football in the big house growing up. We just walked down there, walked through the gates, walked down on the field and play football. So,
I mean, Spartan Stadium.
Maybe that's the same thing, right? I guess it technically is. All right, we do have some questions for Race Guy. If you are a race guy, we got some, you know, we want to learn a little bit. The same thing we do with hunters on the first day of hunting. We got a Grand Prix. We got the IndyCars in town. I think it's a great spot on the calendar. Last week, Indy 500. A week later, here they are. Guys who ran at Indy running in Detroit. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.